The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yoav Drian.
This is Siman Lamed Hey 35, Hilchos Chala, the Halachos of Separating Chala. The Pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Tes Vav, Psukim Yud Tes and Chaf, that's, Bamidbar numbers 15, 19, and 20, state as follows. V'haya ve'achlachem milechem ha'aretz tarimu truma la'ashem. And it shall come to pass, when you eat from the bread of the land, you shall raise up an offering, or you shall raise up a tithe to Hashem. Reishis ariso seichem chala tarimu truma. The first portion of your dough, which is called challah, you should lift up as an offering to Hashem. Kitrumas goren ken tarima osa. Like the truma that you take from your grain silo, thusly you shall also raise this. The pasuk in question compares challah, the separation of challah, to the separation of the required tithes, the required trumas and maisros from fruits and produce, grains, anything that you grow and harvest. And in fact, the separation of challah is very similar to that aspect. okay. Sif Aleph. Oh, just as another introductory note, we generally refer to the braided loaves that we have on Shabbos as challah. However, that is mildly inaccurate, meaning that loaf is called bread. This is lechem. Challah is specifically, as the Torah said, what is separated from the dough, and in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, or in the times when Kohanim were pure, it was given to a Kohen, and during other times, meaning nowadays, when we are uncertain of the purity or lineage of the Kohanim, we have no one to give it to, and so we sort of separate it, and it gets burnt, because we have no one to give it to. However, the separation, that which is separated is called challah, and the rest of the dough or bread is just called dough or bread. However, since, despite difficulties and despite the fact that it was not so common or easy to home bake bread, many people relied on communal ovens and things like that, it was always a minhag for Jewish women to make sure to bake in honor of Shabbos, not just so there should be something in honor of Shabbos, but rather so they should be able to fulfill the tremendous mitzvah of separating challah for Shabbos. And thusly, the braided loaves came to be known as challah because they were made in order to enable us to perform the mitzvah of challah. Okay. Sif Aleph. Isa michameshes mine dagan chayaves bechallah. A dough from the five grains is required in challah, literally, meaning that the separation of challah is a requirement. Kodem shemafreshin, before you separate it, before you separate the part of the dough called challah, mevarchin, we make a bracha, right? It is a positive commandment, as we saw in the pasuk, and on positive commandments, we have a bracha to make. And you make, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hashem, you're the source of all blessing, Elokeinu, our God, Melech HaOlam, King of the Universe, Asher kideshanu mitzayso v'tivanu, you have sanctified us with your mitzvos, and you have commanded us, v'hafresh challah, to separate challah. Interesting, I believe other nuschas, if you look in the Siddur, it might be the hafresh challah min ha'isa, to separate challah from the dough. But regardless, that's the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has his girsa over here, just the hafresh challah. V'notlin, kezayis min ha'isa, and you take an olive's worth, you take an entire quote-unquote olive's worth from the dough, and you burn it, v'sarfin osa ba'esh, and you burn it in fire. V'haminhag, and the minhag, l'sarfa batanor, and the minhag is to burn it in the oven, shiyofu sham es halechem, to burn it in the oven that you bake the bread. This, again, a parenthetical note, first of all, this is only nowadays when we do not have pure kohanim to give the challah to, meaning the initial mitzvah was that the dough should be given to a kohen, not that it should be separated off and burnt. And furthermore, This minhag that he quotes of putting the challah in the oven to burn it, this was in a wood-burning oven or a coal-burning oven where there is like an actual fire, and when you toss it down there, it gets burnt and destroyed. Our ovens, which are electrical ovens, they're not being fueled by fire but by electricity or gas, so sticking something in an oven, it might cause it to become all charcoal, but it will not burn it to destruction. And it actually raises kashrus problems because the challah that you have separated is not for consumption. And if you put it in the oven, you may be running the risk of kashrus problems of cooking or baking something in your oven which is not for consumption, and therefore one should consult their local kashrus authority before partaking, before engaging in such an activity. Okay, sif beis. Kama shir ha'isa shi'ischayev b'challah. What is the amount, what is the measurement of the dough that would need to be obligated in the separation of challah? Kol shena asa mechameshes revoim kamach, anything which is done, which is made from 5 quarters of flour, vehem kmo mem gimel beitim vechumesh beitza. And this is, and he quotes it, this shear is the shear that the Gemara derives 43 eggs worth of, or should I say rather 43 and a fifth volume of an egg. We know in general in all sorts of halachos there are specific halacha defined volumes. Those are kezayis, an olive's worth, kebeitza, an egg's worth, and many other volumes. There are volumes of liquid measurements like a revius, a quarter, and so on and so forth. A full treatment of all these measurements is beyond the scope of this particular shear, but for this particular measurement, the authorities disagree, ranging from as low as 1.06 kilo of flour, right? So 43 and a fifth beta, or eggs volume, can be as little as 1.06 kilo of flour, or as large as 2.25 kilo. Meaning that there's a wide discrepancy in the various measurements, and so the minig is, as we are going to see later, or should I say as we're going to see now, the minig is that once you've breached the minimum measurement, then you separate challah without making a bracha, because the separation is required. However, it is unclear, and so we do not make the bracha lest it be in vain. And certainly if you pass the maximum shear, then you certainly separate challah with a bracha. If gimel. Hamatzos she'ofen lepesach. So let's talk matzah, right? So matzah is that one bakes for Pesach. Afal pi, even though shebechol isa bifnei atzma lo haya shear challah, even though every dough in and of itself did not possess the required measurement, the required volume to obligate it in the separation of challah, mikol makom, nonetheless, kevin shemanichan osan toch kli echad, since we place it in one utensil, hakli mitzarfan, the utensil joins it together, right? The chayavin b'challah, and they are thusly required in the separation of challah. Meaning that if I have a bunch of dough, if I have a bunch of different batches of dough that I'm using, right? Like in a matzah bakery, when you know every few minutes I'm doing a separate run with separate batches of dough. Even though each one of those individual batches, every one of those individual batches is too small for challah to be separated, for challah to be required. However, since the end scenario is that I stack lots and lots of matzos together, and I do have a full end product of matzah, which was made from the amount of dough which would require separation, so then the utensil that they're placed in is actually considered something which joins the different batches, and they are thusly required in separation of challah. But as we know, the requirement of separation also means that there is a requirement that the separation be performed properly. And so, says the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, Tzrichin Hashgiach, one must be particularly vigilant, Shiyu kol ha-matzos munachos betochakli, that all the matzos that you are going to separate for should be in the utensil itself, should be in the, you know, be it a crate, a box, or something, they all have to be inside the utensil. Ve'afalpi shekatzas mina matzah b'toch hakli uktzas boletes chutz hakli gam kein mitzdarfos. And even though a little bit of the matzah is in the utensil and a little bit sticking up, sticking out, it is still considered joining. Meaning that all the matzahs that are required to be as part of this one large crate, one large box that is going to, you know, go and have the matzah separate, the challah separated from it, it's okay if they're partially sticking out. As long as they're at least partially in the utensil, then it is considered part of the same batch. And then when you separate challah from those matzos, then you know, the rest of the matzos in the box or the crate are now post separation and they are enabled for use. Aval, however, im matzos shlemos munachos rak lemala velo betoch hakli, einen mitzdarfos. However, if whole matzos are not in, but rather on top of the utensil, meaning, let's say I have a box or a crate, and I fill it with matzos, and then I keep stacking matzos so that they're above all four sides of the box, and they're just sort of like towering up and piled up on top of the open box. That, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, does not constitute joining the utensil, and therefore, if I make separation of challah, if I separate challah from one of those matzos or an entire matzah, I have not exempted the matzos that were piled on top from the requirement of challah. Ve'afilu kisa osan b'mapa lo mahane. And even if I covered them with a cloth, meaning let's say I put them in the box, there are plenty sticking up, so I cover a cloth over the whole mess. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch lo mahane. It is not. It is not good enough. It does not function as such. Aval, however, im maniach hamatzos besadin umachas ha'osan gamken im asadin nechshav asadin kmo kli umetzarfan. However, if you place the matzos in a sheet, in a large cloth, and you cover them with the same cloth, then the cloth itself is like a utensil, and it does constitute a joining. It does join them up. The Ashab and Samigulin, and even though in the middle they are they're uncovered, that is still sufficient. Raki Zahir, one should be careful. Shalot Tete Matza Shlema Chutz Lakisui. That a full matzah, that an entire matzah should not come out of the covering. Meaning that it's fine to wrap them all up in a huge sheet, a huge cloth, and then separate matzah. One should just make sure that, like the box or crate or kli or whatever you're using, that every at least a little bit of every matzah that you are separating for is covered or included in this utensil. As we've discussed, one is supposed to separate challah from the dough. However, because a matzah, we as soon as it becomes dough, we're worried about it becoming chametz, worried about becoming leavened material, which is forbidden on Pesach. So we tend to bake it first and then separate challah second, which is something we do not do with regular breads. But because of matzahs, we are particularly worried about this. Okay, so if dalid seor shenotlan min ha'isa kedei lechametz bo isa acheres seor. It's yeast, or more like a sourdough dough starter type item, and we know that basically, well, you know, you could use packaged yeast or things like that to make bread. Certainly, one could use soured dough or a starter dough in order to make bread, and this was a common leavening agent once upon a time. Or even now, I guess, in various bakeries. So the problem is, though, that if I'm taking this dough, how am I going to regard it as a... is it required to be part of the separation of challah or not? So it says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that this sourdough that I take from the dough, in order to start the leavening of another different dough, so if I'm going to separate from, I have an existing dough, and I'm going to separate a chunk of it and let that go sour so that I could use that as a starter dough, I could use that as a souring agent, as a leavening agent for a different dough and time, then I should do that before I separate challah. Meaning I've got my dough, take out the seor that I'm going to use later, and then only afterwards should I separate challah from the remaining dough. Aval seor shenotlin l'chametz bo mashke, but if I take sourdough and I'm using it to ferment something, shekorin barsht, that we call borscht, right? Borscht is certainly, it's in some ways, right? Borscht can be a fermented drink. Srichen likach le'achar shefrishu challah. So that you must take only after challah was separated. The distinction being that dough that you're using as a starter dough, something that you're using to sour dough, is dough. It is not a food, it is not to be consumed per se, and therefore it does not fall under the requirement of separation of challah. However, the dough that you're using to ferment, the borscht, then that is going to be consumed regularly, and therefore that is going to require challah to have been separated upon it first. Sif hey, le'achar Pesach, following Pesach, shelokhin sa'or migoy, when you take a sourdough starter from a non-Jew, l'chametz bo ha'isa, to leaven your bread, tzrichin yizar, l'hafresh chala gedola yoser mimasha yasor. One must make sure to separate chala for a greater amount than what the leavening agent was. Meaning, like, if I've got a fist size full of sourdough that I'm using as a leavening agent for my dough, then I should make sure that the challah, amount of challah that I separate should be even larger than that. Sif vav. Ha'osa isa, one that makes a dough, kedei levashla ulatagna, in order to cook it or to fry it. Right? Meaning there's no baking happening here. I am making a dough, meaning I'm using one of the five grains and mixing it with a liquid, but it is for other cooking purposes, boiling or frying and not baking. Mafrishin mimeno chala below bracha. So I do not make a bracha, I do not make the required blessing on the separation of chala, but I am required to separate the chala. V'im osin le'efos k'tas mimeno afilu davar mu'at, but if you are going to bake a little bit of it, even the smallest amount, mafrishin mimeno chala bracha, then I do separate chala with the bracha. Meaning, let's say I am preparing a large amount of dough, and some of this dough I'm going to use to top a pie and bake it, and the rest of the dough I'm going to use to make dumplings, kreplach or whatever item, and I'm going to boil them in a soup. So if all I was doing was boiling, then I would separate challah, but I would not make a bracha. But if I'm going to bake a little bit of the dough, even a little bit, much less than the required kilo or 2 kilos or whatever, even I'm just going to bake a little bit, and the rest I'm going to boil, doesn't matter, as so long as I'm baking a little, and the total volume of the dough is the required amount, says the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, I will separate challah with a bracha. Sif Zayin. Im ha'isa nilosha bebeitzim obash arme peros. If the dough is kneaded with eggs or with all sorts of other fruit juices, yeshba kamas fegos, there are some questionable items. Meaning that in order for dough to be defined halachically as dough, it's got to have one of the five grains, as we said, and it's got to have one of the official seven liquids, or only some of the liquids, as we're going to see, but it's got to have a water or oil or honey or milk, wine, meaning it cannot have just fruit juice or eggs as a moisture source, because those are technically not classified halachically as liquids, and therefore there's a technical problem in the designation of that which results as dough, because dough is defined as flour and water, or flour and another liquid, but not flour and just fruit juices. Now, if I'm using a prepared fruit juice, so then that usually is not a problem, because many of those have water added, and so then it's definitely considered a dough. But if I'm, just using fresh squeezed, like complete fruit juice that has no a secondary water content or eggs, then there's a problem. V'lachein, and therefore, says the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, tzarich le'arev v'isa, one should mix into the dough, b'sh'as lisha, when you're kneading it, k'tas mayim, a little bit of water, o chalav, or milk, o dvash devorim, or specifically bee honey, not date honey, because date honey is not a liquid, but bee honey is considered a liquid, halachically. O yain, or wine, o shemen zayis, or olive oil, de'az mafreshim imeno chala bracha, because that would enable me to separate chala with a bracha. Again, you know, by putting in even a little bit of this stuff, I have removed any sort of question marks of the dough, meaning the dough is halachic status of a dough. It's got one of the official liquids and one of the grains, and then it becomes a dough. But if it didn't have any of those, then it would be a problem. Se'if ches. Mitzvah hafrashas chala shayeches le'isha balas habayis. Similarly to the tithe given to fruits and vegetables, but specifically grains, similar to the tithe given to grains, one may not just randomly separate challah from any dough that one sees. Rather, a person, there's a question of ownership. Whose dough is it, right? So, and not just whose dough is it, but whose dough is it and who is separating the challah from it, That is a question. So says the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch that meaning the dough belongs, so to speak, to the lady of the house. Meaning that even if their technical arrangement or designation in the house is that the husband owns everything, right? Even if, let's say, you know, the dough was purchased, the flour and the water was purchased with his money, meaning he is the quote-unquote owner of it, regardless, the owner of the dough for purposes of challah is the lady of the house, and she is the one that is officially tasked with separating challah from the dough. However, ach ima isha ina abesa, but if the woman is not at home, v'yesh lachush, and one will suspect that until she comes, the dough itself will, get ruined, or it will basically go sour or rise too much, or the dough will not be the way you want it. As yechola gama mesharesas o adam acher lehafrish. So if till the woman comes home, the dough is not going to be the way you want it, so then somebody else, like a servant, he said, or any other person can also separate the challah. Meaning that, ideally, the separation of the challah is a task that is tasked to and under the ownership of the lady of the house. However, in her absence, for whatever reason, anybody can perform it. If tes. Shachach lehafrish challah be'erev Shabbos. Let's say one forgot to separate challah, and it is now Shabbos. Meaning, on Erev Shabbos, in preparation for Shabbos, bread was made, challah was made, and challah accidentally was not separated from the dough. Now it is Shabbos. What do you do? Because we know that one is not allowed to separate challah on Shabbos. That is a constructive activity. That is an activity which is similar to fixing something. And thusly, it is prohibited to separate challah on Shabbos. So now you're sort of in a quandary, right? Because you've got all this fresh-baked challah, fresh-baked bread for Shabbos, but can I eat it? So, says the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, if one is in Chutz La'aretz, if one is outside Eretz Yisrael, so, Ochlin b'Shabbos u'manichin chaticha achas u'mafrish mimena challah b'motzei Shabbos. So, there's like an easy solution, so to speak. If one is in Chutz La'aretz, then you may eat the bread, you may eat the loaf on Shabbos, but do not finish it. Leave a slice, leave a piece for Motzei Shabbos, and then on Motzei Shabbos, so to speak, retroactively, I can separate challah from the baked loaf, from the baked slice, whatever's left. Utzricha shetei chaticha kedei lehafresh mimena challah. And obviously, there must be a large enough slice that one can separate from it challah, meaning we know we're supposed to separate an olive's worth, so that olive's worth, be it, you know, the 3 grams or 50 grams or whatever the amount is, so if that is the only amount that I leave over, so that's a problem, right? I'm supposed to leave over more than that so that I can separate from what I've left the amount that is challah, and then that gets burnt and put aside. The Yishayim Mimena Od Chulin, right? And there has to be a larger amount than what I'm separating so that I could separate from it, and the rest will stay over and be Chulin, meaning will be nothing special, not the challah or the truma, but rather regular stuff. The Ba'inan, because we require Shiyareha Nikarin, that the leftovers, the remnants, that which is separated from, should be recognizable, meaning there should be a sufficient amount so that I can still see there's something left once I've separated challah. The Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos, and let's say the Shabbos in question is not just any Shabbos that you forgot to take challah, but rather a Shabbos that occurs on Erev Pesach, V'Shechachu L'Hafresh Challah Min HaChalos, and they forgot, right, one forgot to separate challah from your bread, She'afu L'Chavot Shabbos, that you baked for Shabbos, Yesh B'Zeh Mevucha G'dola. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says it's a big mess. And there's really, he doesn't give any practical solutions on how to get out of it, because the normal way, or rather the solution he just gave, which was keep a part of the loaf until after Shabbos and separate then, which is only valid outside Eretz Yisrael, is not something that you can do, because Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos, if you can't keep the bread, if you keep the bread, then you will be holding bread on Pesach, which is also forbidden. So therefore, you're sort of stuck, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch actually does not have a solution. He just concludes, Al Kain, therefore, Tzarech Kol Ish Lehizer, therefore, every person must be particularly cautious, Be'erev Shabbos, on the eve of Shabbos, or the Haskel Lafarshas Challah, and to remind that, you know, make sure that Challah is separated from the loaves, because, you know, if Challah is not separated, then the loaves are not usable. Now, he does not make, you know, he doesn't say explicitly, but one must make supreme care if there is a scenario where Shabbos falls out on the day before Pesach, that all chametz, which is going to be consumed that Shabbos, is already challah was separated and everything is ready, because obviously otherwise you just have to destroy it, and there is no solution for such a thing. This concludes Simon Lamed Hei.